Right. In 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15, I'd like to read that scripture first. It says, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. This is a verse that I think is a good verse for teachers, because we are studying and we're going to show ourselves approved unto God, and we're going to be a workman that we're going to be working for the Lord as we teach our class. But it says here that we don't want to be ashamed, and we also want to rightly divide the word of truth. So we want to be true in what we say as far as going to the Bible. We want to be accurate, and we want to be, when we stand before the Lord, we want him to say, well done, thou good and faithful servant. And so one of the things, as we have a class time, as Sunday school teachers or junior church workers, we have a certain amount of time that we have every week or on certain times that we're teaching. And we want to make sure that we are using that time to the very best of our ability and for the Lord's work. When you think about it, if a Sunday school class, children have so much of the world all week long, and if they only have 45 minutes or an hour a week, that's not a lot to counteract everything that goes on in their lives. And so we want to be so efficient in what we do that we can teach them as much as we can and expose them as much as we can to the Word of God. So we want to also, another thought as we're getting started here, is that children are capable of learning more than we think. I know I started teaching with certain ideas, and then I thought, I'm just going to push this a little bit, see if they can learn a little bit more. And I was really quite surprised with consistent teaching through a year's time, how much that they could learn. And then I think another thing that we're going to talk about today is when we teach every week, I don't know about you, but I can get in a rut. And I just do it the same the whole way through. And every week is the same. The order is the same. We just say the same stuff. And maybe it's a little bit different Bible story, but everything else is the same. And that's not very good for children. The little tiny children like everything exactly the same. But when you get into grade school children, they want some variety. So that's what we're going to talk about today, is some things that you can do in your class that will make it interesting and exciting, and that from week to week they think, well, maybe something new is going to happen this week in Sunday school. Wouldn't that be wonderful if the kids came anticipating that something exciting is going to happen? So I've just got some ideas here for you. Number one, we're going to talk about some of the different areas and things that we can do in a class. The first one is singing. I think everybody sings. Most people sing in their Sunday school class. And so we want to make sure, though, that we are using our song time for a purpose, not just to fill time. Now, that is easy to do because people are late all the time, so I'll just sing a few songs here while we're waiting on everybody to get in. But you want to pick those songs carefully. Maybe they can go with your lesson. Maybe you can have a song about Jesus when there, you know, there's a visitor, maybe. So have a reason for singing. I think another thing I learned is that you don't have to sing all the songs together. The younger you go, the more you can just have, you can sing all the different times. You can sing at the beginning. You can spread your songs out. I'm going to give an example in just a little bit, but you'll see that we can sing at the end of class, and we can sing in the middle. So if you have to introduce some little thing that we're going to talk about, some little special thing we're maybe going to study. All right, the next thing is that you can have announcements. Now, I've heard some boring announcements in my life, so we don't want these to be announcements that are boring to the children, and we want them to be things that apply to them. Now, maybe you'll have a Sunday where there won't be any announcements, or maybe several Sundays, but there should be things ever so often that come up. Maybe you have a contest in your Sunday school, or maybe there's something that's, you're having a party that's coming up, or maybe you're going Christmas caroling and you want to make sure all this, just remind them all, just have a little short time of announcements. Or maybe there's some important thing at the church that you might want, you want them to come to. Maybe the missions conference, you want to make sure that they're there. Or maybe having a work day and you want them, maybe your class is going to come and have a little project that you're going to work on. So announcements are something, it doesn't take long, but it's a little different. It's different than singing. It makes things, it breaks things up. The third thing is the Bible lesson. The Bible lesson. Now, you should always have a Bible lesson. So this is the one thing that you don't want to ever leave out. You could leave out the singing. You could leave out the announcements and the other things that we're talking about. But, of course, you never want to leave out the Bible lesson where you're talking about giving your Bible story and then your application. You want to make sure you always have that. Now, it's nice to make that varied a little bit, too. So from time to time, you might want to change the kind of visuals that you have. Or maybe sometime you don't use any visuals and you just tell the story and application just with you, just telling it. Just something that's different that makes it seem a little more interesting and varied as you go through. I know I would have, your Sunday school curriculum may provide pictures for you, but maybe at Christmas and Easter you might use the flannel graph board, or you might have different kinds of pictures, a different set of pictures that would be different. So that's always a good thing to have. We make sure we always have the Bible lesson. Now, when I'm talking about the Bible lesson, that's probably the longest part of your class. 20 minutes maybe 25, but you don't want to go that, you know, around 20 minutes is good. The other things that we talked about, you may not want to do for 20 minutes. That might be a long time. But you want to make sure your Bible lesson has a sufficient time to but not too long. So it's kind of a little thing in between there. Okay, another thing that you could do is to celebrate everybody's birthday. I like it when somebody celebrates my birthday. So you can sing happy birthday. You can give them a little gift, the child a little gift. Even, I don't know that I would do this, especially if the class is very big, have cupcakes every time you have a birthday. But you might have cupcakes maybe on your birthday or maybe your helper's birthday or something. And I used to have a plastic cake. They used it years and years ago. And you put real candles in it and we'd light it. And so I used that and we sang happy birthday to my, and the kids just thought it was fantastic that they had a real, you know, a real cake. It wasn't real, but you know, the lights were real. And so that wouldn't be every week, but it would be something to break up the class time and keep things going. All right, now the fifth one is review time. Review time. So we want to review maybe past lessons or maybe the lesson that you just had that day, your Bible lesson that you just had. Or maybe you want to review a memory verse or a passage that you've been studying and working on it. Now, right now in our Sunday school, we are working on learning the books of the Bible. And so we're going to review those books every week for, I don't know, it was like 8 weeks we're supposed to do it. That's going to be our little review time. We're going to go through the books of the Bible, say them, because some people don't know them. And so you don't have to review every week, but it is something that you can add in there. Now there are some, you can, there's some wonderfully exciting games that you can play when you review. And you can have your boys against the girls, and who's got the, you know, who can answer the questions and get your points, and you can have some exciting, and that will make your class really interesting on the weeks that you have review. Number six is memory work. Memory work. So we're learning learning some scripture verses, single verses that you might have with the week, or maybe a whole passage that you might be working on. Children can learn a whole passage of scripture, and there are some passages that they need to know. The 23rd Psalm, the Ten Commandments. There are several things that you can learn, passages that would be good, and it takes a while to work on them, but you can be working on that. Now, maybe you wouldn't have a memory verse every week. A lot of Sunday schools do. They have a memory verse that they actually spend time working on. And so you could do that, and that could be permanent, or else you could sometimes have it and sometimes not. But that's a good thing to add to it. When you put all these in here, it's way too much to have all of it every week. But if you emphasize it for a little while, that would be good. All right, number 7. Stories with a purpose. Stories with a purpose. So you can use stories. They're not the Bible story. We always have that. But you can maybe have an extra story that will give a challenge or teach a Bible truth or teach scriptural behavior. So this is different, and this is going to be kind of like trying to apply the Bible to the children's lives by using another little story. So an example would be missionary stories. So there are several different kinds. You can have a short one that's very, very short, and you would just use it that one particular Sunday. And as you have older children, or even some of the younger ones too, you can have one of those continued Bible missionary stories that might be 5 weeks, and you just tell a little bit of it about a real missionary, and those challenge the students to live for God. And these missionaries have difficulties and how they went on to serve God. Then, you know, so it's a challenge. We're trying to teach something extra. Now, I'll just say a little thing. I'm not absolutely against coloring, but I think these things could be so much more valuable than coloring. There might be a place for it, but I'd rather have this missionary story for 5 minutes, and then that where they might learn something instead of just coloring. I know boys don't like to color anyway. If you really want them to have a picture to take home and to color, you could just send it home with them. Just copy it, send it home. But have something in the place of that would be helpful to them. Then there are stories about Christian character, about telling the truth, about sharing, being kind, or trying to be a witness. I have a resource page on the back, and there's a thumb drive that we have here that has little short stories like that, you just take one class period and one little 5 minute time and you can teach that. So the teaching these spiritual truths that children need to know, how else are they gonna learn how to act as a Christian, what a Christian should want them to do? Then there's stories on salvation, maybe somebody getting saved, maybe little stories like that. And I don't know if you've ever heard of object lessons. This would be more probably for junior age children, but where you take an object and you get a spiritual truth out of that, and you just tell there are little books that you can buy that are object lesson books that do that for you. And so those, just having like that little extra thing in there that just makes things interesting so that, and it applies, it's trying to apply the Bible to their lives. It's not always easy when you're teaching the Bible lesson to try to get the application in there, but this is like a second way of doing it, coming from a different way to do it. And then the 8th thing is what I call commercials. And so this is the thing that I think I found was quite interesting when I was teaching, is that there are things that children should know that I felt like there was no time in my class to teach, but I decided I was going to make room for it. So I've given some examples, like the Ten Commandments. All children need to know the Ten Commandments, don't you think? And we maybe weren't studying that. And maybe they'll get it somewhere, but I thought, I think I'm going to work on that. And we're going to learn the Ten Commandments. And we're not only going to learn what they are, but we're going to learn what it means, how they would live if they were to follow the Ten Commandments. So we took one every week. We would read it in the Bible. We'd talk about it and say, what does this mean? And what would we, if we followed this commandment, what would we do? How would we live? And then when it was all over, I tried something different. I had some questions. And I would, this was like the last of the 10, probably about the 11th lesson that we had in a row. This is in addition to their Bible lesson. And I had some little questions of, like a child is trying to make a decision. And he's trying to decide, should I do this or should I shouldn't? And I said, we just went around and asked each one, which commandment now should he remember? And if he remembers the commandment, what would his choice be? And so, and they understood that. And I was so happy that they could understand how to take the Bible and put it into practice in their lives. So there's the Ten Commandments. There's the 12 disciples. One time we did that, we had a song, the 12 disciples. And when I had my helper, she just studied up a little bit on each of the disciples, not a lot, and she just told a little bit about them. And so we just covered them for 12, or the 12 weeks, we covered one for each week. There's also, you can learn the books of the Bible in order, and you can learn to find things in the Bible. And if you've heard of a sword drill, most of you probably have heard of sword drill, where you are, you know, trying to find it quickly. So you're trying to use your Bible, and maybe you can just have it in sections, like you just do the book of the law and study that for a little bit. And then have some sword drills on trying to find the different books of the law and go on to other parts too. I thought about hymn stories, and that you might give one every day, every Sunday for a little while. And I'm sure there's other things that you can think of that you can do. So these things are things that you would not just do one Sunday, but you might have a series of Sundays where you would teach this, and you just have a little short time in each lesson. Now I want to give you a couple examples of things that I have done, and I'm sure that, just so you can understand what I'm talking about, and that you can think of, I'm sure you'll think of such wonderful things. So one day, I had a helper, a second helper. She was one of the college girls, and she's graduating. She helped me in my class for about a year. And then she decided to go on a short-term mission trip to Africa. And so I got to thinking about that. And I thought, all the children in my class know her. And she's just one of us. And now she's going to be a missionary for a short time. So I think we'll just have a missionary report ever so often. So we said goodbye to her. Off she went. And I kept in contact with her. And so whenever I would find something interesting, like one time she was telling about this huge spider. It was poisonous. And it was crawling up the wall of her room. So I said to the children, I said, I just got this report from April and in Africa. And this week she had to kill this big spider, and she found out it was poisonous. It would have killed her if it had bitten her. And I started to say how big it was. And I was just trying to give them a little idea of what life was as a missionary. And so then I said, now she needs us to pray for her. So let's just pray right now that God will take care of her while she's there doing what God wants her to do. So do you see how that makes missions so much so important? And to them, that's somebody they know is over somewhere serving God, and we need to pray for them because it's not always easy. So sometimes I give reports like, what's the weather like in Africa? And she was working with some little orphan children. And I asked her, what was she doing with the orphan children? And so she was there for about a year. And so we did that, not every week, maybe once a month or so. And I had a prayer card. I passed it around. So we did that two different times with two different missionaries. Because after a year or two, those children moved on, and the new ones didn't know her. So we switched to somebody else that we knew. So that's one thing that... So do you see how you can, that makes your class interesting, and yet it helps the children to kind of understand about Christian life and everything. Now, in my class that I taught, I had small first and second graders, and I thought about this. After they leave my class, what do I want them to remember? And the thing I wanted to remember that the Bible has the answer. I thought if they can remember when they get older or teenagers or get married and they have a problem, the Bible has the answer. The Bible will help us. The Bible is so important. And that's what. So I found at the store a wooden box and I painted it, spray painted it. My granddaughter helped glue all these beautiful jewels on here. And so I decided I was going to have a little thing about the Bible being a treasure and special. And so they didn't know what I was going to do, so I told them, I came and I said, I have something in this box that is it's so valuable to me. It's very, very valuable. And so they were guessing, and of course nobody guessed it right. And so when I opened it up, I said, here it is. And when I took it out, I had some other things in there too, but when I took it out, they were so disappointed. I said, look at this. This is my valuable treasure. I said, this is the Bible, my first Bible. My grandmother and grandfather gave me this Bible, and I used it my whole life till I went away to college. And it's all worn out, but I love it very, very much. And so they didn't really understand that, and I didn't think they would, but my goal was to try to get them to see that their Bible is just as valuable to them. And so every week for about, I'd probably say about 8 or 10 weeks, it would be just this little time where I just take this little box and I'd sing a little song. I have a wonderful treasure, the gift of God without measure. And so we travel together, my Bible and I. And then I'd open it up, and inside would be a card that would tell me, we would talk about why the Bible was a treasure. And this card says the Bible is like a sword. It's the things that the scripture says about itself and why it's so important. And so the Bible's like a sword because I have to fight Satan. He wants me to do wrong. And so I need my Bible to tell me what is wrong and how to fight Satan. And I just talk about it real, not very long. And maybe sometimes, since I like to sing, we might sing. I would sing this again and carry it over to the out of the way, and we'd all sing it together, our My Bible treasure song. And ever so often then, after we finished that, maybe months later, I'd get it out once in a while, and we'd review it, we'd sing our little song, with the idea that maybe they will always remember that the Bible is a treasure. And they may not remember all the details, the things that I would teach them, but I was hoping they might remember that. And so maybe there's something you think that your children need that would help them in their daily lives. And so that's what you could add to your class time that will make it just a little bit more personal to them. Now, remember I told you that that you can sing throughout your whole time if you want. So I had that little song there when we did that. I had a little song there. When we had the 12 disciples, we were studying them, I had a little song about the 12 disciples. But I found this song, and sometimes we would sing it, and it's Don't Forget. And we would sing it at the very end. So I want you to sing it with me. It's to the tune of Reuben, Reuben, I've been da 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 da. Do you know that song? Nobody knows that song. Okay, well, we'll sing it anyway. And this is the kind of song you'd sing at the end of class. So it goes, don't forget to read your Bible. Don't forget to kneel and pray. Don't forget to tell the good news to somebody every day. Don't forget to work for Jesus in his power and in his love. Don't forget to come next Sunday. Hurry back to Sunday school. And the children learned it, and then that was the way that we ended our class time. So I think you can have a varied program. And maybe you already do. I hope you do. But if there are things that you can add, I think with a little bit of thinking, that you can make your class even more exciting. I'm not talking about kids going wild. I'm just talking making it so that they enjoy coming and that they're learning something.